void agreements. To give you a background as to what is a void agreement, under Section 2G of the Indian Contract Act, a void agreement is one which is not enforceable by law ab initio. The word ab initio, I have already mentioned earlier, is one which is from the very beginning. Now, how do you distinguish a void agreement from a void contract? A void contract is one which is valid in the beginning but ceases to be enforceable after it is entered. We now commence with void agreements. Void agreements are of the following types: agreements made by incompetent persons, agreements made under mutual mistakes, agreement made under mistake as to law in force in India. I'm sorry, it is not in force in India. Agreement, the consideration or object or part of it is unlawful. Agreement, the consideration or object which is unlawful in part. Now, just to give you a brief insight into each of these agreements. Agreements made by incompetent persons. Who is an incompetent person? Under Section 11 and 12 of the Indian Contract Act, we have already seen a person who is a minor, persons who are of unsound mind, and persons disqualified from contracting. That is, could be an alien enemy, could be a foreign sovereign, could be a corporation, could be an insolvent or a criminal convict. Agreement made under mutual mistake. A mistake is an error in the very base of the subject matter under Section 20. Now, these agreements are void when it is bilateral. Bilateral indicates a mistake on the side of both the parties. So, here is a mistake as to the identity or existence of the subject matter. It could be quality, it could be quantity, it could be price, structure, or could be the title of the very person. When there is an error or a flaw, FLAW, we say there is a void agreement. Agreements made under mistake as to a law not in force in India. I'm sure you're aware, mistakes are of two kinds. Mistake of fact and mistake of law. Now, a mistake of law not in force in India and one which is in India. In India, it is valid because the maxim is ignorantia juris non excusat. The ignorance of Indian jurisprudence is obviously no excuse under Indian conditions. Whereas a mistake of law of a foreign land is a mistake of fact and therefore considered void under the Indian Contract Act. Agreement, the consideration or part or exactly the object is unlawful. Now, under Section 23, we've already seen an agreement or of the consideration or the object is said to be unlawful when it is forbidden by law, it defeats the provisions of any particular law, it is fraudulent, it causes injury to the person or property, or it is immoral and opposed to public morality or ethics of the society. Sometimes this consideration or object could be unlawful in part. For example, A tells B, I'm ready to sell you a house for rupees 10,000. I'm ready to sell this house if you use it as a gambling den. Now, this first part obviously is legal, whereas the second part, which has an unlawful object, such as a gambling or a smuggling activity, becomes unlawful in part and therefore rendered void. Agreements made without consideration, in restraint of marriage, in restraint of trade, in restraint of legal proceedings. Agreement, the meaning of which is uncertain. Agreements by way of wager. Agreements contingent on an uncertain future event, if the event becomes impossible. Agreements to do an impossible act, while last, agreement to do an act which subsequently becomes impossible. Well, my friends, I will just give you a glimpse on each of these terminologies. Agreement made without consideration. We have seen ex nudo pacto non oritur actio. On a naked pact, there can be no cause of action. So consideration is the price or the value or the very base of a contractual agreement. And therefore, if I have nothing to give and nothing to receive, I say there is no consideration and therefore considered a void agreement under section 25. 26. An agreement in restraint of marriage. One cannot force a person to choose a spouse wherein A tells B, in case I don't marry you, I will obviously pay 5,000. B is already married to C. Now the question is, can A enforce this contract? No, he cannot, because here is an agreement in restraint of marriage, which is void under section 26. 27. An agreement in restraint of trade. I am a lawyer. I have another friend who is a lawyer. Can I ask my friend, you will not practice in the same area where I do? No, I cannot put such restrictions or any sort of obstacles, because Article 19(1) of the Constitution says every person has a liberty to practice any trade, profession or occupation of his choice. And therefore, supposing A tells B, if you close down shop, I intend to give you 1 crore. Now A fails to give. The question is, can B file a case? No, he cannot, because here is an agreement in restraint of trade. 28. An agreement in restraint of legal proceedings. If you do a wrong, can you prevent the person from obviously filing a case or reducing the limitation period? No, it cannot be done, because this would be an agreement in restraint of legal proceedings. Agreement, the meaning of which is uncertain. We've already seen this as an essential element of Contract Act. Certainty. Certainty means precision without any ambiguity. A tells B, I'm likely to sell my car either for 4 lakhs or for 5 lakhs. Now friends, you will see this amount is one which is vague and ambiguous, either 4 or 5, and therefore that which is uncertain becomes void under section 29. Agreements by way of wager. Wager is a betting or match fixation transaction. It is not wages, my dear friends, it is wager. Wager means one party promises to give money in case the transaction obviously is a winning event, wherein the opposite party says he or she shall provide money if the party loses. So here is a contingent act wherein there is money or money's worth depending on an uncertain event, which is void. And therefore, wagering agreements are usually contingent, but they are declared void, particularly in Maharashtra as well as Gujarat, where not only the basic transactions but all collateral transactions become illegal. Agreement contingent on an uncertain future event if the event becomes impossible. A tells B he would give a sum of rupees 5,000 if A marries B's daughter C. C is dead before the date of marriage. Now, can this go through? Here is an impossible event in future. Therefore, being contingent, it is rendered void. Agreement to do an impossible act. We have seen A tells B, if you bring a dead man alive, I'll give you 5 lakhs. Is it possible? No, friends. I'll give you a sum of money if you get the stars from the sky. Is it possible? No, it's an impossible event, rendering it void. Agreement to do an act which subsequently becomes impossible. This is called the doctrine of frustration. A tells B, we'll enter into a trading for gutka. Subsequent to the agreement, A's country declares war with B country, or A's country, on the other hand, has a change in statutory legislations. Now, these are circumstances whereby it is rendered unlawful after it is entered. So, this is called act which subsequently becomes impossible. So, what is impossible has two parts. One is in its very base and one which is rendered impossible after it is entered, which the Englishman calls as the doctrine of frustration. We in India call it supervening impossibility. Well, now here we have areas of distinction between insurance agreements and wagering agreements. In insurance agreements, there is always an insurable interest. In a wagering agreement, there is no insurable interest because the only area for them is to speculate on the money of winning or losing, no other interest. Both parties are interested in the subject matter. Neither party has any interest on the happening or non-happening of the event. Insurance contracts or agreements are always valid. Wagering, we have always seen, under Section 30, they are void agreements as they are opposed to public policy. And finally, these are contracts of indemnity. Indemnity means to save from loss. One party promises to save the other from any loss in the event of a contingency is called indemnification. So therefore, except life insurance contracts, wherein which are contingent, other contracts are perfectly valid as far as insurance contracts are concerned. Wagering agreements are conditional contracts which depend on an eventuality. Thank you very much, friends. I am sure you have understood the gist of the subject matter on void agreements.